We're up to the Gemara, Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis. The second line. Rami le Rabbi Yirmi le Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zeira the following question. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Shlal shel koifsin. Shlal shel koifsin is a chain that you tie together different articles of clothing. If a person brings something to the cleaners, he brings his pants, he brings his shirts, he brings his socks, you're not going to pick them up, they're going to get lost with other people's. So what they did is they pinned them together. It's like this. You wash them together, you return them together. No mix-ups. You won't get lost. You won't get lost amongst other articles of clothing with other customers. So this chain that the cleaners used to tie the articles of clothing together, vishal shela shel maftechus, or a chain that you have a bunch of keys on together, or if you have two articles of clothing, one is of tzemer that you tie together with a thread of pishtim of linen. Now it's not meant to be worn that way. It's just held together that way. It's meant to be separated because it is a kelayim to wear it that way. You're allowed to have kelayim in your closet. You're just not allowed to wear it. But meanwhile, you tied it together in such a way. Chibur l'tuma achiyas l'hatir. When it comes to the din of tuma, that means if sheretz touches one article of clothing, so all of them become tuma because they're all connected because of this chain. If it touches one of the keys, they all become tuma. If it touches one of the begadim of the tzemer, since it's tied together, even though it's sofer lahafrid, even though it's sofer likora, it's not meant to remain together, they both become tomei. Now, if you look at it as a separate entity, then obviously the sheretz touches one, it's not going to make the second one tomei, because the second article of clothing is only touched by the first article of clothing. That's called an avatuma. Clothing is only, kelim is only in tamer through an avatuma, not through a rishon. The first article of clothing became a rishon. A rishon is mitama oichlin and mashkin, but it's not mitama another adam kelim. So the only reason why the second article of clothing is tome is only because it's a chibur. It's looked upon as one. So then the sheret touched, just like if the sheret touches one of the sleeves of a shirt, the whole shirt's tome. You don't look at it as two sleeves, it's one article. Same thing over here. The two articles of clothing, since they tie together with the shlal shel koifsin, so it's like one. Otherwise, if we looked upon as two, then an av, a tumah, the sheretz touched one article, and that became a rishon. The rishon can be metamek odem kelim. So it's chibur letumah. Now, how long does it remain a chibur letumah? Achiyasch lahatir. Once a person starts untying, even though he didn't untie all of them, let's say there's 20 articles of clothing together, I untied the first three, so the remaining 17 also are considered separate, and it's not going to be a chibur anymore, even though they still remain tied. Once I did a maisa zagrashi, the maisa moitzim yad maisa, I did a maisa to be mechaber those articles to be considered one for tuma. So once I did another maisa to uproot it, even though I only started it, that's already considered a gilu das, that it's not one beged anymore. So what do we see from here? Alma shaloi b'shas melocha na mechibur. Even though it's not currently being functionally used, it's a chibur as long as it was connected together with the chain. With the fact that it was together sewn, or it was together on the keychain, or the chain that the cleaners used, even though it's not b'shas melacha, Ulamin, I'll ask you a question on this side. Meaning, it's considered a chibur one, even though it's not functional at the moment. When does it become ois chibur? When you start disconnecting it. Ulamin, I'll ask you a question. Makel she'osa yad lekudim. If someone takes a makel, the makel zakdashi eitzim ba'alma. That means, so first of all, Rashi says shaloi b'shas melacha means, what do you mean when it's not functional? Kegoin shlal shel koifsin shloi hutzach l'shaloi elam shum shas kibus. The only reason why it's tied together is because you want to wash it. It still remains a chibur even after the ma'aseh kibbutz. The whole reason I chained it together is because I don't want it to get lost in the cleaners with other people's articles of clothing. But after you finish cleaning, it's still considered a chibur. That's called shalei b'shas melacha. So, we find a b'raisa that says, it's a mishnah kalim. Makel she'osa yad lekardum. Makel zogdashi eitzim ba'alma. That means, you take a regular piece of wood from the forest. We're not talking about anything fancy. A piece of wood that you connect together for a axe. You need an axe. The part of the axe part, the metal part, needs a piece of wood connected to it in order to hold on to it. So, Zog Rashi, Shaloi Kove Latoichoi. I didn't screw it in there. I didn't place it in there in a permanent way. I just placed it there. Now, Rashi is saying, Shaloi Kove Latoichoi. Why does Rashi have to say Shalakov L'Teichel? We'll see soon in the sugya why is Rashi meduyik like that. But the point is, you take this makel and you weren't kaveya in it, you just put it together with the kardum. Chibur L'tuma B'shas Melocha. It's considered a chibur. If a tomei touches the handle, then the whole axe becomes tomei, even the metal part. If he touches the metal part, the whole handle becomes tomei too. It's a chibur L'tuma when B'shas Melocha. While you are chopping wood, while it's B'shas Melocha. So we see from b'shas melacha in shloi b'shas melacha loy only at the time when it's functional b'shas melacha. Now, Rashi right away points, and that's a steerer to what we just said. We just said that what? That the shalosh shel kovsim is only a chibur even shloi b'shas melacha until you start disconnecting them, and until you started that act of disconnecting, it's still called a chibur even though it's after the ma'aseh kvisa shloi b'shas melacha. So Rashi right away says, this handle is pshute kliyetz. This piece of wood is pshute kliyetz. It doesn't have a kli kibul. It's a straight piece of wood. Over here, we look at it as a base yadu. It's a base yadu. It's a handle. It handles this rabbi in the Gemara and Chulin that it's teres kli oyo oichel pferek oyo v'goytev. So it's considered a kli. It's a handle. But be'etzim pshute kliyetz namah kabatuma. Now, the Gemara is extira. Here we see that even shloi b'shas melacha, when it comes to shalosh al-koybzin, and here we see dafka b'shas melacha, when it comes to makel of the kardum, enter the Gemara, the fundamental difference is, omalei, hosom shloi b'shas melacha, odom osi lezorka b'ne eitzim. When you are not chopping wood, and you finish utilizing this kardum, you take the piece of wood and you throw it back into the forest. I want to use it again, I'll take another one. It wasn't placed in there permanently. The chain that the cleaners put together, if let's say it drops on the ground in a puddle of mud and it gets soiled, the cleaner is going to want to clean it again. So he's very happy that it's still chained together. Otherwise, you have to rechain before the customer picks it up. Obviously, after he returned it to him, it's going to be removed. So then if it gets soiled, then it got removed already. It's not a chibur anymore. But we're talking about after the kibbutz, and it falls on the floor before he returns it, so then it's betanfer right away. Of course he wants it to remain mechubur. So mel it's nichalei b'shaloi b'shas melocha too. So that's why it remains a chibur until he starts disconnecting it. Masha'en kein, over here, once he finishes the job, so he's zokah ben ha'itzim, he doesn't want it to remain mechubur. So the question, the obvious question is, what do you mean? If I want to continue chopping, so then I might want it to remain, just like I want the shalosh koivsim to remain. So it could be that's what Rashi says, shaloi kove l'toichoi. It's meduktuk. Meaning, even if I'm going to be mishtabish again, I'm going to chop again, it was never permanently placed in there in any specific way. So I throw it out, I'll take another one. If you were kovoi, you did like a maisa, like chaining it together, so then it's nichalei for the next time I use it. Here it wasn't kovoi. And that answers this Rashi, because what's Rashi coming to say? She'osa yad l'kardum, you use it as a handle, she'la kovoi l'toichoi. That's not a taich in what a handle is, that you weren't kovoi. Rashi's saying it's specifically like kovoi, and that's why it's zorka ben eitzim. That's not going to be because otherwise it'll fly off. I guess it's in a way that you're utilizing it in a way that it's not going to go fly off and kill someone. My goal is it says that taka. When you have it and it flies off, maybe that's taka this case. But the point is that initially it was never covered b'toichoi, so maybe it's zorka ben eitzim. You don't care. You're not too particular about it. You'll take another piece of wood. It's just a piece of wood. I guess it's not like an axe like we look at. It's whatever the usage of that cardam is, it's sufficient by just taking a piece of wood. The Ritva says Taka that the makos shel etzim is lefisha. Lefisha, you just put it together without masmerim. Zok the Gemara Vaito besuga masloi lahashmeitzim mishmeider Rav Chisda. In Sura, they said this in the name of Rav Chisda, but pumidisa masim mishmeider Rav Kana va'amelo mishmeider Rava man tana hamil sedom rabbanon. Who is the Tana that says that which Rabbanon said? Whatever is connected has the din of the item itself. And if the item itself becomes Tomei, whatever is Mechuber becomes Tomei too. It's Remeya Shita. The Tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah in Kalim, Beis Hapach, Ubeis Hatavlin, Ubeis Haner, Shebekira. A Kira we know is this oven, a Mokum, Shvisa, Shtekederis. So this Kira has on it on the side, like extruding, coming out, an area that you can put in a candle. You can put in some spices. You can put in spices to warm up. You can put in other things. You can put in a little oil over there to warm up. So it's like an oven with a fancy cubicle that comes out of it on the side. It's a separate thing. It's not part of it, but it's on the side of it, somewhat connected. So beis hapachu beis hatavlin, for oil to warm up next to the oven, the kira, or it's spices, or a ner shebekira, mitamim b'magav and mitam b'avir. That means if a sheretz comes into contact with the kira directly and touches the walls, then the compartments become tomei too. Or if someone touches the compartment, then the kira becomes tomei too. They're connected. Ve'ei mitamim b'avir, but they're not mitamim b'avir. That means if something is in the airspace of the kira, even though a kira is a klicheres, and a klicheres is metabal tuma ba'avira, but the side compartments will not become tummy with the avir of the klicheres. It's connected, it's a chibur somewhat. That means if the maga, if you touch the oven, the kira, they will become tummy too. They're connected to it. But the fact that a sheretz goes in the airspace of a klicheres, that's a special thing in a klicheres, that's not going to extend all the way to those pieces that are connected to it on the side. Divremeya, the Reb Shimon metaher. Reb Shimon says no, it's metaher either way. B'maga and b'avir, one is not going to be connected to the other one, even b'maga, and even b'maga of the kira will not be metamed compartments on the side. Now Rashi points out over here that this kira is a kira metalteles. That means it's not something that's mechubal lekarka. The reason why Rashi says so is because the fact that it's metalteles makes it not mechubal karka, because if it's mechubal karka, it would not be mekabel tuma. Mechubal karka is not mekabel tuma. The Rosh in Kalim Perek Hay says that if it's mechubar, then the kiru ataka become tomei midin tanur. But that's not going to help the beis hapach and the beis hatavlin. Those side compartments, those are separate utensils that are not going to be mekabel tumas tanur. And that's going to be a din of kli mechubal karka that's not mekabel tuma. So he Taket says, the reason Rashi says it's metaltal, so the mechuber is not going to help for those side compartments to make it a tumas tanur. So the maisa comes out. So who is this tanur that we just said in the previous sugya? Lahosh maitzin, we're talking for the tanur of the previous sugya. The previous sugya said, kol ha-mechubaloi, like the sholosh al-koivsin. It's considered a chibur, and it's mekabel tumah because it's considered a chibur. Otherwise, we said, a rishon is not metam kelim. So who is this tanur? We're saying it's Remeya. Just like Remeya says, that it's metam b'maga. That if you touch the kira, so to the side compartments become tomei too. But it's not metam b'avir. So it's Remeya, because Rabbi Shimon says it's metar. Even if you touch it, it's not going to make the beis hapach and beis hatavlin tomei. So Dr. Mora in the Etzim Mishnah, Bishlem Reb Shimon Kosovar Lavke Kira Domi. Reb Shimon is understandable. The side cabinets and compartments are not considered like the kira itself, so it's not metam b'maga either. Elal Remeya, Memonavshech. If it's considered connected like the kira, safila ba'avir nami l'tame. If the kira is a klicheres and it's metame ba'avir, so then if they're connected to it, it should be metame automatically too, when the kira becomes tame ba'avir. V'ilav kikira domi, if it's not like the kira, safila ba'magin nami l'tame. Just because you touch the kira, why should those side compartments become tame too? If it's connected, it's connected all the way. If it's not connected, so then it makes sense. Reb Shimon makes sense. Zoktamola oilom, we're saying is lav kikira domi, it's not one chibur. That means the compartments on the side are not mechuber. The rabbonon the gozebe, but it's only exerd rabbonon that we say that you metame it b'maga. Why b'maga only? Because otherwise you'll think that if it's real chibur, it won't be metame either. But why only b'maga? So let it be goes even b'avir. So the more no of the rabbonon akega k'dehecha d'loy osi lemisav v'leitumav v'kotchim. We made a special hecker if you're going to say that it's betame even when the sheretz is in the aver of the klicheres, and then automatically those compartments on the side will become it too, then you'll think that it's a regular tuma deraisa. It's not a drabon of the ketuma. And you'll end up burning together with it truma tmeya. Now, truma tmeya cannot be burned if it's only midrabonon. You'll come to burn truma tmeya thinking that if it touched it, it's tomei. It's only tomei drabonon. Tumid rabbonon you can't burn because midrais. Tumid rabbonon you have to let it sit. You can't eat it, but you can't burn it. You can't be ma'abed biyadayim on its own. Let it rot. But if you'll think that it, you're treating it like regular chibur, regular tumah, you'll think it's tumah deraisa, you'll burn truma on it. If a touch comes into contact with it, that will be forbidden. So to make a hacker, we said it's only mitam b'magen, not b'avir. Now, Tosis Radri points out, this hacker is very good over here. You have this oven with the compartments on the side. You made a hacker, it's only mitame b'maga, by direct contact, but not b'avir in the airspace of Klicheres. Why? So you shouldn't burn misari of Truma b'kotchim. What about the sugi before b'shal shal koifsim? When you have this keychain that holds together all the articles closing of the clothing, over there it's also only a chibur midrabonon. It's not midaraisa chibur. It's midrabonon we made in chibur. So where's the hacker over there? So over there, Zoktais is the very shmaka hacker too. Because it, like we see soon in the Gemara, it's only a chibur for tumah. That means the chumrah, if one of the articles of clothing was touched, so we say it's considered, they're all considered tomei, even though we didn't touch them directly. We look at it like one article of clothing. But when it comes to hazor, which is the kuladik din, if let's say it's tomei meis, so you have to take the ashes of a parah aduma and sprinkle the hazor on it. Hazor on one article of clothing is not going to be metar the other article of clothing. If it's the raisidik chibur, if you take do hazor on a sleeve, then the whole beggar is tar. You don't have to do hazor on every part, every inch of the clothing. You're being mazit because it's one chibur. So since over here it's only the rabbanon dik chibur by this articles of clothing that are tied together with shalosh lekoifsin, so the hecker is that when you do hazor, it's not going to help on one article for all the articles. And l'chumah, you have to do hazor on each specific article. So Zoktoyz, of the Rabbanon HaKeira, v'gabal shol shal koifzin ikanami HaKeira, ma'she'en echibu lahazor, v'ochi gabi kira lo'shayich ha'HaKeira, the less bi'hazor. By Kira, you can't utilize this Hekka, because a Kira is Klicheres. Klicheres is Yutatz. The only way to be metah Klicheres, earthenware, is by breaking it. No hazor. So the hacker is that it's metame b'maga and not b'avir. It's not going to extend that far. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, mispoyda shel prokim. Now, again, this is not a regular scissor that we have that remains together. What's a scissor? Two blades that are screwed together. By us, it's permanent. But in those days, we're talking about a specific scissor that is meant to come apart. Meanwhile, it's together, not permanently. V'izmel shel yihitni, or the piece of metal that is used when you have that, you know, that in a piece of wood, or you have a metal blade in order to smoothen out other pieces of wood. Carpenters use it. That's called the Izmel Shel Yihitni Chibur LaTuma Ben Chibur LaHazor. It's a Chibur for Tuma. That means it's a Chibur that if one becomes Tome, the other part becomes Tome too. One blade of the scissor is Tome. We look at it as one utensil and the other blade is Tome too. Our scissors, obviously it's like that because it's a regular connection. We're talking about even when it's only a Mechubur LaShor, it's a Chibur LaTuma. But it's not a chibul hazor. If you sprinkle hazor, if it became tomei meis, just because you did it on the blade, it's not going to help for the other blade. Or just on the rehitni, if you did it on one part, it's not going to help for the other part. It's not a chibul hazor. And that the Gemara says, "Mamon avshich, I chibur how if it's considered a connection, afil hazor nami, it should be a chibur. If you sprinkle on one part, it's one kli. So it should hazor should help on the whole thing. Ilav chibur if it's not a chibur, afil a tumen nami loy. So why if you touch one, does the other one become tomei? Omar Rove, Dvar Teira, Bishas Melocha, Chibur, Bein Latuma, Bein Lazor. Midaraisa, at the time of usage, Bishas Melocha, it's a Chibur for everything. And theoretically, if you'd be Maza, Bishas Melocha, it would be Matar, the whole utensil, even the other part. One blade is Matar, the other, automatically Bazor. Bishaloi, Bishas Melocha, and at a time when it's functional, when you're not using it as a carpenter or as a scissor, so then, Ein Chibur, Lo Latuma, Lo Lazor. Midaraisa, if you touch one, it would not be a chibur for anything. Now, before we said by the shalosh shel koivsim, even shloi b'shas melachet zechibur, because it's nichalei, that it should remain like that, because in case it's metanfa. Mashenkim, by the kardum, we said, I throw it amongst the eitzim. Here we see shloi b'shas melachet, apparently it is no nichusa, for some reason. So that's why shloi b'shas melachet, the reitzah, it's loi chibur, loi latum, loi lazah. However, zoktum ha-mem tesa med aleph, goz gu rabbonon al tuma shloi b'shas melachet, but the rabbonon with goyze, on tuma that takes place to this scissor, shaloi b'shas melacha, even at the time when it's not functional, mishum tuma shebishas melacha. There were goyzer that it's a chibur, even at the time when it's not being used as a utensil, functional utensil, that it's mitama, even shaloi b'shas melacha, because tuma b'shas melacha, because of b'shas melacha, it's a chibur. So that's what they said, even shaloi b'shas melacha, it's a chibur. If you touch one, the other one becomes tamei. And the hazo we made a faket exeger. Val hazo shebishas melacha. During the melacha, hazo it would work theoretically if you sprinkle on one part, it work for the other part. But we're goyzer and hazo shebishas melacha that it shouldn't work, and we go luchuma and you need a sprinkling on every part separately. Bishum hazo shelo shebishas melacha, because lest you be mazer even at the time shelo bishas melacha, and then it's not a chibur. So that's what we said. It's considered disconnected even b'shas melacha when it comes to the hazo, and the hazo on one will not work on the other. And that's what we said. So it ends up being that when it comes to hazo, it's not a chibur at all. Bein b'shas melacha, bein shaloi b'shas melacha. We're goyiz b'shas melacha, otu shaloi b'shas melacha. And when it comes to regular maga, it's a chibur even shaloi b'shas melacha, because we're goyiz the other way around. We're goyiz tuma l'chumra, even shaloi b'shas melacha. And that's what ends up being, that it's a chibur l'tuma, ve'en a chibur l'hazah, and that's how we differentiate. Now, Tosis over here in the bottom, the last Tosis in Memches Amud Bey zokt, that Dvar Torah b'shas melacha chibur, we're saying that this mispoilah shel prokim, this scissor that's not really mechubur permanently, it's a Dvar Torah b'shas melacha, it's a chibur. Zokt Tosis akasha tema, Maishnami Muchni, we had before the Muchni, the wagon with the wheel. The wheel, since it's able to be separated, we said it's not considered a connection. Like Abed Din of Aboim Saw, like Abed Din of Bosses, like Abed the different halachas of Tumah. If you touch one, the other one doesn't become Tomei. Over there, we say it's not a Chibur. So Frektois is Tema, Maishnami Muchni de Omar. We said the Gemara before Mem Dalet. Bizman she nishmet is because it comes apart. They ain't a chibur, it's not a chibur. And here we're saying b'shas melacha it is a chibur. Why is the wheel not a chibur with the wagon, even b'shas melacha? And why are these scissors considered a chibur b'shas the melacha? Zoktois is v'tzorich l'chalik. He doesn't say what the chilik is, but you have to differentiate. So Rachayim want to say the difference is because a muchni, a wheel, be'etzim is functional if it's separate from the wagon. You can use a wheel for many things. A wheel is be'etzim functional. Masha'enkin, the scissor, this type of mispergus that's meant to be put together, it's only a functional scissor when it's together. So a meila, we say that it's a chibur b'shas melacha. The muchni is not called a chibur because it's efshali shalmeit, and it can be used on its own. Masha'enkin, the scissor is only functional together, so that's why b'shas melacha it's a chibur.
We'll stop over here, daf memtes, omer aleph, 4 lines down from the top by the 2 dots.